Reggie Nate TL coming to you from the sunny yet chilly city of Atlanta with Rachel Winder here via iTunes, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Google Play, and Spotify. Today, Rach, we're going to talk about a subject that is not your favorite subject, and that's, it is because it's women. You love women because you are
a
woman.
Making me sound like a real lesbian right there.
You love women. You are a woman.
Yeah.
So that means it should be one of your favorite subjects because Rachel is your favorite subject, is it not?
That's true. So, on this podcast. Otherwise, I don't like talking about myself.
Really? Is that why you get it all out here?
Yeah. Get it all out here and then I go home and
you get your
feel
here and you don't speak at all until you come back here.
My friends are like, Rachel's a mute.
Well, that's not true. I feel like this, Rach, would be a good subject for you, even though we don't ever talk about politics on the show.
I have opinions.
And I feel like because we never talk about politics in general on this show, you know, unless it's like more in more general sense.
Yeah.
And I think that due to the amount of women that are running for office, it was necessary to discuss it, at least for a little bit here. So do you know who's running for office? I just told you. This is going to be awesome. Do you remember from 2 minutes ago who I told you?
Let me think. There's that. These are just the ones that are running. Elizabeth Warren.
Oh, that's the first one I told you. That's the one I felt you would have got.
Because I know her. I just forgot her name.
Did you guys know her like when you were in New York? Because she's up like north. She's like northeast.
Yeah, I knew of her. Okay. Kamala Harris.
Very nice. All right.
That's all I remember.
It's the last one. What? I only gave you like four. Let me think. Okay, so.
There was another one that you said that I remembered.
There was, because she's from New York.
Yeah, who was it?
Gillibrand. Okay, and then you have
Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
And I don't even know if hilarious who she'd win.
I wish. It'd
be a landslide.
She's too old. They wouldn't vote for her.
I mean, would you vote for her?
Yeah.
You would, wouldn't
but
you?
I also vote
You would just throw it away, wouldn't you? She'd be like 112. You'd vote for her, wouldn't you?
She could be dead. I'd vote for her.
Goodness gracious.
Like the current president or Ruth Bader Ginsburg's dead body. I would still vote for Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
So, this is the one I tell you wouldn't know. That's Klobuchar. You wouldn't know. She's from Minnesota, but she's got some support. And those are just the ones we can think of. Mm-hmm. So what are your thoughts on the amount of women running? How do you feel? Good, right?
Good because we have so many women in office right now. I think more than we've ever had before. Definitely more than we've ever had before, which is great. And which shows that people are going out to the polls and voting. Still not enough, but what you gonna do?
We're getting there.
Yeah.
Closer and closer. It's you young people.
I know. We're very.
Have you ever voted before, Rachel?
I voted as long as I could vote. Okay.
You were
going to
say you
totally
voted
true.
Twice, but it's impossible.
Twice.
Wait, let's see. 8 years. You were 15.
No. Well, I voted in the midterm and I voted in the general.
Oh, nice. Midterm. Was it because of Stacey Abrams? You voted for Stacey Abrams?
It was because of Stacey Abrams.
Getting out the vote, Stacey. Getting the vote out.
I know. I wish she had won.
She's got a chance. She should give another go.
She's going to. She's not going to give up. It's the only time I didn't vote that I was like legally able to was for the first primary for the election 2016. And that was because I didn't have a clear enough sense between Clinton and Bernie because I knew my family was Clinton supporters and I felt like I was being swayed because of that. And I wasn't paying attention enough.
You weren't doing your due diligence.
I wasn't doing my due diligence to choose between the two. The one that I probably would have voted for, that I know I would have voted for one anyway. And I was in New York where she was going to, it's a location. Like if I was in New York, like I did vote for Clinton, in the general election, but I didn't necessarily need to because I was in New York where she would have won anyway, but I did vote. And then down here, my vote is more important because we're in a red state. In a little blue circle in a red state.
A blue circle in a red state.
The name of my book by Rachel Winder.
story of my life.
Yeah. So I did vote. And unfortunately, at least in the primary, and then not the primary, the.
The midterms.
The midterms. Thank you. Okay. It didn't mean much.
Hey, listen,
it's hard to feel like when you lose that your vote doesn't matter. Your vote always does matter. It's just hard to.
It's hard to realize it.
Right now, it's a time of slow goings. Things are moving slowly.
But they're moving.
They're moving. It's frustrating, but they're moving. And you asked me just like right before we started if I think a woman could win the next election. And I said no. Because
Why are you being so depressed about it? Because that doesn't even... You don't sound... Well, you shouldn't sound excited that you feel. But I feel like it's a chance. I feel like it's more of a chance than what you're giving it.
I don't
know.
Think so. I think right
you're
now...
You're saying zero chance is what you're saying. Zero chance for Rachel.
10%
chance. 10%.
Yeah.
Why 10?
Because right now, the most important thing, and Democrats know this, is to get Trump out of office. And I don't think a woman is going to be bipartisan enough for the old white Republicans, or at least not the old Republicans, even the old white Democrats.
They say Klobuchar's got a better shot than a lot of guys do at the bipartisan part. Like, if you got a Klobuchar,
I think,
versus like a Bernie. So Bernie's the older white guy, right?
Yeah, but
Bernie does not get as much bipartisan support as Klobuchar is going to.
The same problem that happened before, the same criticisms he got before, he's going to get again.
I think he might, though. You're going to vote?
I'm going to vote. If it's between him, yeah, I mean, I would vote for him. I just don't. I think the same problems that we had before are going to be the same problems again. It's going to split the
Democrats.
The Democrats.
Well, know what else is going to split the Democrats? The fact that we have like 1,000 people running.
Yeah, 1,000.
So that's all. We're also going to split the Democrats.
For the Republicans.
It did. It worked for Trump.
It worked for
Trump. I don't know how well it worked for Republicans.
They still
definitely
won.
Worked for Trump.
They won.
But you don't think that's because like maybe Hillary being a little bit more of a flawed candidate. She's had a lot of issues.
Yeah, people did not like
and
her.
And then at the
but
same time.
A lot of people didn't like people. A lot of the reasons people didn't like her is because of sexism. And people don't want to admit it. And I understand there's a lot of other reasons.
So what about this though? What about this? Because everybody, maybe some. Because back when Barack ran. Mm-hmm. When he was running and people were like, well, you think there's gonna be a lot of people who don't vote for him because he's black? I'm like, sure, but there's gonna be a lot of people who vote for him because he is black. So yeah. I feel like they kind of cancel each other out a little bit. And it depends on the, how strong the candidate is. If you no matter what you feel about the election, where if you watch or follow politics and you know there's been constant revisiting of the 2016 election, there you have to admit, because I'm an independent. And I did vote Democrat last because I'm more social liberal. Mm-hmm. But you have to admit that Donald Trump outworked Hillary. He did.
Yeah.
He outworked her.
He outworked
and
her.
And he went to
he,
more because yeah. I think he felt like he was going to lose. And he felt he had more to lose. It's kind of like when you have an underdog team and they work harder than the team that's the prohibitive favorite.
Like 2 weeks or a week before the election, something came out about her email where they're like, we still don't know what's in her emails. And like to this day, it's
okay,
like, guys,
facts.
The emails.
Now,
it's not
now I will tell you, James
bad.
Comey did not help.
Some
people feel like he sank Hillary.
He definitely did.
Now,
it was too close to the election. If it had happened like a month before me.
Legitimate. Yeah. A legitimate complaint. I feel like there's some legitimacy to that. Yeah. And I feel like what would end up kind of sinking Hillary, in my opinion, was 1,000 paper cuts. Like it was a little thing, little thing, little thing, little thing, little thing, little thing, little thing. If she had her eye on the prize and did everything, I think she could have overcame that.
Yeah,
went to those states that Donald Trump went to that people were like, why are you even going here?
Well, did you see that?
Republicans never win these states.
Yeah.
And he kept going. Hillary didn't even visit.
Yeah, did you see that SNL sketch that she did where she came on SNL and then they were like, it's just you and Trump. We won. Like, that was the thing. Everyone thought there was no way Trump was going to win. We were celebrating too early. We all celebrated.
Right.
It is not just Hillary. Like the
did
media,
some of your
the
friends,
media
the media
earlier.
Did too. So I feel like, and I told, I have a friend of mine who she's a staunch Democrat. And I told her that I feel like this time, Democrats won't be lulled into a sense of complacency, a sense of like, he can't win, which was what it was.
Yeah, we learned our mistake.
Right. And how many people do you feel like stayed home because of that? Because they're like, there's no way he's going to win anyway. No, I mean, in the general, because they're like, there's no way he's going to win anyway.
You know
and
what?
The media was saying it was going to be a landslide. The media was saying there was no chance.
Yeah.
They were giving him a chance, of course.
Republicans that were like, I'm going to vote, but I don't think that Trump's going to win.
Yeah, same.
Probably yes and no, because I have friends that didn't
Were
vote.
You in New York at the time or were you here?
I was in New York.
Okay, so what was everybody thinking there, though?
Everyone thought,
wouldn't have mattered because it's a blue state anyway. So.
Everyone thought she was going to win. But I think yes and no. I have a friend from Texas who didn't vote, who she had voted at Texas.
Liberal or Republican?
She's sort of in the middle.
Okay.
But she definitely leans more liberal.
Okay. So that's
for
what
social,
she would have voted. She would have voted Hillary more
she
so than.
No, she hated Hillary.
Hated Hillary.
She hated Hillary.
Love Bernie?
She didn't love anybody.
So she probably wouldn't have voted anyway, right?
Well, but that's the problem. People that don't vote. Like, we understand you don't have to like both people, but you have to understand that in your pick one that's worse and then vote for the other person.
Yeah, because if you would never, I had a friend, same. He was like, man, you know, I really just stayed out. I didn't really know much about it. And I was like, well, you were never going to vote for Trump, right? He's like, no, I would have never voted for him. I was like, so then the only person that lost a vote was Hillary. Like, literally. He never had your vote.
That was the same thing.
He hopes you stay home.
My friend was just like, thought Hillary Clinton was just like the worst. She would go off about how terrible she was and X, Y, and Z.
So did you feel that when you're getting that criticism from another woman, did you feel that was sexism?
Yes and no, because sexism is so deep rooted that it's hard to, first of all, women can absolutely be sexist of other women. The women that voted for Trump, I don't understand how, but they did. But sexism is very deep rooted, especially for someone like Hillary Clinton, who's been in politics for so long,
right?
And has been dealing with sexism for, it was a big deal when she said she wanted to be, when she was first in office, and she said she wanted to be Hillary Rodham Clinton. The fact that she like wanted her maiden name was like a problem. And this was like,
Talking about like the 90s?
Yeah.
Like early 90s?
I feel like it was before then.
Okay. Well, I mean,
I'm making up numbers now.
That was, I mean,
you know, in 1342. When Hillary
I feel
Rodham
like
Clinton.
Rachel, that, like in the early, if you're talking about like the late 80s, early
I'm
90s,
about, yeah,
people weren't even
ago.
Flushing the toilet on television. I remember Married with Children, like when Al Bundy flushed right. the toilet, people were, like made news.
Right. It was a long time ago, but she's been in politics for that long. And people don't think about, first of all, if she was elected president, she would have been our most, had the most amount of
experience.
Thank mm-hmm. you. And like any man in politics would have had the same amount of shit that she's had in terms of like things that she's done to make herself like quote dirty or whatever, like, you know, the things that have happened in her political career, aside from the sexism that
right.
have made people not like her, because that's just the longer you are in politics, that's just nobody's clean, you know, nobody's super clean after 50 whatever years.
Right, exactly. You're going to get a lot of dirt on you in a dirty business.
And the thing is that even though it was so long ago that she did say, I'm going to have to use my maiden name in this or whatever, that stuff stayed with her. And she's been dealing with this shit for so long. And so it's all very underneath. You don't notice that it's sexism because it's so ingrained in our society.
So let's say this though. Didn't you just say that yourself that you weren't completely sold on her? You were in New York and you weren't completely sold on her.
Clinton,
you felt like, yeah, you said, you
no,
felt
I
like,
was.
You told
once,
me
once
that
she won the primary. I was,
okay.
I was
so,
totally
but during
in.
The primary is what I'm saying. She wasn't running against
That's
another
not
woman.
Not as much because of her. It was because I was very, I was not paying attention. I wasn't even going to, I was in the mindset of my vote doesn't matter. I don't know enough to vote. I was like young and stupid. This was
plus
not
you
that
were,
long ago.
Plus you were in New York. That
it
was
really
an hour and a
matter.
Half ago.
Yeah, that was an hour.
So Rachel, you're in New York
ago.
And you guys are going to vote Democrat anyway.
Yeah.
So I guess in the opposition vote matters more in states that go are
right,
definitely
my
going one way or
more down here.
Yeah, exactly. Then
my sister,
it
when she moved down here, the first thing she did was register here in Georgia so she could vote.
Okay. But that's because she's perfect though.
Jeez.
Is that the first thing that you did? It's probably the second
no,
thing you did.
It took me a couple months. I didn't, you know what happened was? No. I went and I got my license. That's why I got my license and then I registered to vote then.
Okay.
But I only knew about the primary for the CC ran for governor, right? What did she run for?
Governor. Correct.
Governor. For the governor, the primaries for the governor race. I only knew about it the day before because my friend from work was like, everyone vote for Stacey Abrams tomorrow. And I was like, huh? Who? What? And then he gave me like a very, very
Ooh,
small.
This, but what?
He gave me like a very, very quick, like, 10 second elevator pitch. And then I was like,
That's
cool,
all
I guess I'll vote. For, I'll, guess I'll vote
So
tomorrow.
Was it like woman? Was that the elevator pitch? She's
no,
a woman.
No, he was like, she's a black woman who votes, who fights for liberal rights. And I was like, cool, I'm here. Hi.
That's all it takes.
Yeah. But anyway, back to the original question. I think if like someone like Beto O'Rourke was running, which he probably will be, I think.
Might as well at this
Might
point.
As well.
Right.
Everyone and their mom's running.
Yeah.
When Beto O'Rourke and when his mom both run.
which one? Now you got to split the vote.
That's
split
the vote.
Now you
got to
see
mom.
Which one are you going to vote for?
Oh my God. If there was an election where a guy was running against his mom for president, I would be there so quick.
For which one?
Either.
Are you going to listen to their positions?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's not a problem. I mean,
he pooped his pants till he was 4 years old.
Oh, the amount of dirt she would have on him. I don't think he'd be able to run.
Ooh.
I mean, so then basically your thing is it doesn't matter that I feel like if nothing else, Rachel,
mm-hmm.
got to be happy that there's at least a sizable amount of women running. There's like a lot. I mean, even though it's not like 20
people. There's so right now
we're pushing almost 10.
There's so many
now,
people.
Now, I didn't even know if Kirsten Gillibrand, I didn't even know if she was actually running, but she is.
She is. Yeah, I saw that.
So I feel like I really feel like I'm missing a couple more people.
Yeah, there's a because shit ton of people.
I think,
running.
All right, so for Democrats.
Cory Booker's running.
All right, so let's go down the list. Yeah, Cory Booker. Hold on, let me write it down here. Cory Booker. All right, Cory.
The book.
The book, as because you know him. You've met him.
I have met him.
All right.
He's a nice guy.
Cory Booker. All right. So Kamala Harris.
My close personal friend, Cory Booker.
Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris.
All right. We have Kirsten Gillibrand. Gillibrand.
How do you write that?
Gillibrand.
Don't pretend you're not.
My handwriting looks. My handwriting looks like
doctor writing.
No, you
wrote Kristen, and then you wrote a G and an I, and just scribbled in the rest.
Kirsten, because I don't know if it's Kristen. I think it's Kirsten. Maybe it's Kirsten. I don't know. Gillibrand. So we have Klobuchar, but I forgot. I don't know if it's Diane Klobuchar. I got to see what her first name is. Klobuchar. She's from Minnesota, and she's got decent bipartisan support. I told you, she's got a better chance than people.
Do you think
give
that
her name? She just doesn't. People don't really know a lot about her. But sometimes, as you see with the Hillary Clinton situation,
things change, man.
Things do, and it's nowhere near Diane. It's Amy Klobuchar. Yikes!
Yikes!
But sometimes having less known about you, and I think she's got good, decent amount of support. Bipartisan wise, like the Republicans don't hate her.
Don't forget about who else is running: Amy Schumer, Chloe Grace Moretz, Sandra Bullock.
You'd vote for Amy Schumer, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. She would never win. She's too what's the word?
I mean, I'm not saying I wouldn't. I got to hear her position.
Do you vote for
I'm
Oprah?
Very open.
Remember when everyone was talking about Oprah mode, Oprah running?
Of course I would.
Yeah,
black guy. You know what time it is.
You know what time? Oprah time.
It's Oprah time. Of course I'm voting for Oprah.
But I think the problem is that liberals are sick. Like a lot of liberals are sick of people that are inexperienced in office and celebrities after Trump. So I don't know how far she'd get.
I mean, I feel like a lot of people situations. Well, you got to have a situation kind of like now. Donald Trump ran against 17 other Republicans. Right. It's perfect. Donald Trump really had a perfect storm on his way to the office. Right? He had a lot of things go his way, and he did work.
It's crazy.
He actually worked, though.
Yeah.
So I don't want to discount the amount of work he actually did put in.
His team did.
Like, you know, he showed up and he was working when there
was. He showed up. He said terrible things about other human beings, and that is what America wanted to hear.
Well, I guess that's what some, you know, some, it wasn't all terrible.
Hashtag
know?
Not my president.
So we got four people now. Klobuchar was the last. Elizabeth Warren, let's add her name to the hat, right?
Elizabeth Warren.
Okay. She's running.
We were watching, I was watching a movie or something, and there was a young girl in it named, whose character was Elizabeth Warren, whose name was Elizabeth Warren. And then we were like, oh, I guess this is her, like, her story, her, like, the Lifetime movie about her.
Was it?
I don't remember what we were watching. It wasn't. It just happened to be the same name. I can't remember now what it was. But
I feel like they should have did better unless that person's actual name was Elizabeth
Warren.
Well,
I'm pretty sure in
don't do that
The Crucible, there's a character named Elizabeth Warren. Yeah, there's definitely a character named Elizabeth Warren in The Crucible.
Is Crucible a movie? I've never seen it.
Crucible's a play.
Okay.
It's a very famous play.
Has it been made into a movie?
Yes, multiple times.
Okay.
It's very depressing.
Oh, really? I'm never going
to
see it then.
Yeah, it's about these women who claim to be witches and these young girls who, like, dance naked.
I might see it.
They're like 16-year-old girls.
I will never see it.
And then one of the girl who's like the head of the coven, essentially, is like having an affair with...
Are they witches, you said?
They're claiming to be witches. Okay. They're not really witches.
Do they have any powers?
No, they're not really witches.
Well,
it's more of a allusion to... God, all the words are escaping me. What was that time period right after... Or right in the, oh my God, none of the words.
Are we talking about like Salem witch hunt era?
It's about the Salem witch hunt era, but it's an allusion to, what was the time where like, just come back to me.
How about we just go back to, let's just go back to our original subject because now we're off. And then we're getting off.
Let me finish telling you what The Crucible is about.
Okay.
So she has an affair with one of her.
One of the girls.
One of the girls has an affair with a married man.
Okay.
And then basically she's like dragging his name in the mud and he's like, it's my name. It's my name. That's the play.
Is that it?
That's it.
Why is it so popular?
It's really depressing. I was in it and it was really depressing.
Which part? Did you play one of the witches?
Yeah, I played like one of the best friends to like the main girls and she was like kind of a bitch. Mm. And I had to double the role with another girl, where she would do it Thursday and Friday, and I did it Saturday. I was a freshman in high school. It wasn't a bad.
Oh, we talked about this. I didn't know that was that. I didn't know that was that play.
It's a really depressing play.
I didn't know it was that.
No, it's a very depressing play.
Okay. So we're at Elizabeth Warren, Klobuchar, Gillibrand, Kamala Harris, Cory Booker. Biden hasn't said if he's going to run yet. So we'll do maybe. Biden.
He did say.
Are you sure?
He has said so many times he's not going to run. He's not going to run.
What about Beto? Beto hasn't thrown his hat officially in the ring yet. But you're leaning in for Beto. That's what you're saying.
He's created in a very short time, just with like one video, a lot of popularity.
Has he won anything?
That's what I'm saying. Is he anything? He's new.
Let me see if he's won anything.
He's green.
Well, he lost a cruise. So let's see. So let's see if he. I want a guy who's won something. It says U.S. representative, though. Wait a second.
Yeah, I think he was at some point.
Wait a second.
That's why I don't think that Stacey Abrams is going to win.
16th congressional district for 3 terms in the United States House of Representatives. That counts.
I mean, yeah,
he should be in. He should be in. Then
I think he's going to run.
All right, I think that would be cool. So let's see. Cory Booker, Castro is running.
The guy from Cuba.
He's goodness
Fidel?
Gracious. Fidel, first
Fidel's
of all,
cousin is running.
Is dead. So I don't
I'm
think
aware. His ghost is running. Would still vote for him over Trump. Oh, that's not true.
No, I mean, maybe. It depends on who you ask. But I don't think anybody should vote for him. But let's see. I think it's Julian Castro. Let me see.
Let me see his birth certificate.
Castro from... I think it's Julian Castro. Let me put it in and make sure that I'm, yep, Julian Castro. And he is from, let's see. Castro's definitely running. I was trying to see where he was from, though. Like, which state does he represent? Because he's putting his name in there, which, you know, would be Hispanic president.
That would be cool.
Yeah, I can go for that.
There's not a single friggin' Jew on this whole.
Has there ever, has there been Jewish presidential candidates
never been
before?
Yes. Yeah.
Just candidates.
Candidates, not even, yeah. His name was Jewish? Bernie. Bernie was Jewish.
Oh, really? Sanders.
Are you kidding?
Sanders got close. Sanders almost got across the line right there.
But he was so, Sanders is like the epitome of a Jew. He like talks like this. And he's like, we're going to get rid of the
Sanders middle class. I think that Sanders has a better chance than what you think. If it was not for his age, I feel like he's kind of older, and I feel like that might be like what's might be an issue.
Hold on, this is bothering me. What was it? What was that time period in like the 1950s when like Hollywood was being like actors were getting blacklisted?
McCarthyism.
Okay, thank you.
Goodness, that's nowhere near to Salem witch hunt. Trials.
No, but that's it. Was in a
but it was like
Crucible,
a witch hunts though.
Right, the Crucible was an allusion about the McCarthyism. It was a metaphor about it because when it was written, McCarthyism was like taking place. So you know how like. Shakespeare used to do that. He wrote about like King Henry the Eighth or whatever to make an allusion about what was going on in his current times because it's a lot easier. Like someone could write a play now about Hitler, but it's actually about Trump.
Yeah, that's because Shakespeare, man, you can imagine the amount of money he's owed for
sure.
People biting his work.
But
I mean,
saying?
Yes,
like
absolutely.
People make a point about today by using the past because you can step away from it and be like, oh yeah, that's crazy. That's immoral. Whereas it's really hard when you're in it to be like, this is the same thing that's happening. So someone could very easily write a play now about Hitler's reign to power and people would be like, huh, this feels real similar. And that is what the Crucible was about. The Crucible was an allusion to McCarthyism.
So should I watch it?
No.
Okay. So we
it's very boring.
So Julian Castro is actually San Antonio mayor. So that's where he's from.
I think
so. Tulsi Gabbard. She's also.
That sounds Jewish.
She's running. So let's add her name to the list.
Oh my God, you're running out of space on your paper.
Let's add her name.
You should put an asterisk next to people that haven't announced their vote.
So the ones that haven't announced is Beto.
Yeah.
Beto, right? Biden, I'm still going to put an asterisk here.
I don't know why you wrote that down.
He's it's a chance. We have...
Oprah.
Okay,
if it's a chance, put down goddamn Oprah.
We have Richard Ojeda. I don't know who... West Virginia veteran. No, he already exited. He's got in and he's gotten out. So no reason putting him down. So
anybody have any whiteout?
John Delaney and former tech executive Andrew Yang. That's on this website that
tech
I Googled. The Chicago Tribune has these people as being officially in.
They're so cold. They don't know what they're talking
and
about.
And then let's see.
Their whole John, trip. Their newspapers are
out.
Frozen.
They thought out like last week.
John they Delaney. Thought out last week.
Let me see. Sure, around former. Okay. They say Bloomberg still has a Bloomberg's got a shot, so we'll
you're officially Bloomberg. Out of room on your paper.
Yes, I'm moving on to the bottom portion of this sheet. All right, so Bloomberg here, star for him. And then a guy named Sherrod Brown, which is a senator. Sherrod Brown. All right, we'll star him. So one, two.
If you're listening from another country, we're talking about John American DeLaney, politics.
American politics and the Democratic field here. And they're still, so if you had Tulsi, now we have, that's like five women.
I forget. Can a Republican run against Trump or is he just automatically?
Now he can have it's rare to have a primary challenger with an incumbent. And it's not impossible, though. It's not like any rule against it.
It's
an unspoken rule. Right. It'd be a situation where
so many Republicans don't like him.
I mean, they don't, but he has like very high Republican support. So if somebody did run, it'd be like a protest run and they would lose.
Yeah.
So they would run. It'd a protest run because I don't like this guy. He doesn't represent all Republicans run, but it's symbolic because they will lose.
All right, I'll do it.
And then are you throwing your
I'll
head
register
in the ring?
A Republican just to run.
Just to
him.
Run. I think you
I'm
have
old
to.
Enough.
I think it's going to take about another 10 years on your part.
I'll do it tomorrow.
Okay. Well,
look out. Reach Wender 2020.
I would definitely be there for that.
Thank you.
What I mean? I'll show
Thank
up
you.
For you. So that's one, two. So just people running that we know are running are one, two, three, four. Five, six,
Here's the question.
Seven, eight.
Do you think
eight that we know
that Trump is going to get elected again?
I think Trump's got a better chance at getting elected than people give him. I feel like he is far from perfect.
I don't think anyone is arguing that he's perfect.
I mean, some people, you see these rallies. He's far from perfect. However, and my liberal friends are kill me. Try not to kill me now, here, Rachel. Don't come across the
Hold
table.
On.
Don't
Let
come
me get
across
my
the
knife.
Table on me. He's not the devil incarnate that the liberals make him out to be either. He's not like the. He's not. I think if his presidency was in now, because of his divisiveness, he would go down as one of the worst presidents. Not because of his accomplishments. He has a lot of unforced errors. His mouth gets him into more trouble than a lot of his policies. To be honest with you, it's just his mouth or his lack of it on important issues that gets him into more problems than his actual positions. You know, another president that had like a good economy, which was started by Barack, but whatever, a good economy that he has now would not have the problems that he has. But is his divisiveness like that? That's his biggest issue. And we'll probably have him going down as being one of the worst presidents because of that only, though.
Who do you think wrote the Times article?
Man, isn't that incredible? It's incredible that we still don't know. It's incredible that we still know.
It's
somebody
that's
in there.
Ever happened.
I think it's somebody that's still in
there. It's so dramatic. I am living for it. When it came out, I was like, ooh, who wrote this?
That's because, you know what's so intriguing about that is that it's somebody that's
like,
in.
We know that he sucks. We know he's terrible.
Like,
I
see him every day.
We are at work trying to stop him. We thought about getting him out of office. We did.
I don't know if that person, I think that person might still be there. And I think it's very telling that people that leave the office all write the same stuff. They all say it's a shit show. Like,
and
they all say it when they leave. Yeah. That's very telling
so many people
situation, you know?
Do you think that if he gets elected again, he's going to make it through all 4 years? Or do you think that something's going to happen? I mean, we're finally getting, look at his tax return, supposedly.
I feel like and a lot of Democrats are hoping for this. So impeachment is over with. It's not going to happen.
I don't think it's going to happen. And I'm not mad about it because I don't want fucking Pence to be president.
Right. So you'll take Trump
over. Calls his wife
Pence.
Ma. That's weird.
So you
that
wouldn't,
alone makes me not
you
want
wouldn't
to
call him. Your husband Pa.
First of all, I'm not getting married. Second of all, I'm not having kids. So there's no reason to call anyone Pa.
I mean, do you feel like he calls her Ma because
they
of
kids.
Their children?
Yeah.
Really? I mean,
no,
I have a daughter. I didn't call
my
daughter's mother
that
Ma.
Are far superior to the.
Maybe that's a pet name. Do you feel like Ma is any worse than like muffins or baby cakes or any of these other names that are crazy?
If there was a president who called his wife muffins
baby cakes
or baby cakes, I'd be like, oh, that's a little weird, but it's cute.
Baby cakes
like
doesn't
Ma
get you elected.
And Pa sounds like very old and like almost incestuous to
well
me.
He's not a millennial, so
that's not a dye job. Dye his hair that color. He's so white, he looks like a wall. You put it against a wall, it's like,
so
where'd he go?
A lot of people said that they don't want Pence to be president, so they're like, well, you know, at least he's better than Pence, so whatever, you know.
I think he's better. I think Pence could get shit done. And not like reverse shit, like make abortion illegal shit, like bad for women shit.
You really think so?
Oh, yeah. I think it could get a lot of work done.
Well, if I think that was to happen, then you would have to kind of look squarely at the women in the Republican Party who put people like Kavanaugh in on the Supreme Court.
No one's talked about Kavanaugh. You
would have to put, like, you have to look at, those are the things that get those things done versus one person. This is not a monarchy, you know?
Yeah, I agree. But here's the thing. Trump is, like, incompetent. So
he's not all the way incompetent.
He's enough incompetent that, like, nothing's really happened. First of all, the government was shut down. Are the government shut down again?
It is not.
It's going to be.
If they don't get something done in the next few days. No, I mean, like, not the next 2 days.
2 days, yeah. Mm-hmm. I was going to say, because they said 3 weeks.
I don't think it's going to be, though.
You don't think it's going to be shut down?
Mm-mm. I think he'll keep it open because the Republicans and Trump took too much heat for that.
Yeah.
So I don't think that that's going to be the route they go.
But
if he decides to try to get the wall going.
Literally, the government was shut down for like 3 weeks because of a fucking wall that we know is never going to get built because we don't have the money for that and Mexico's not paying for it. I don't know where that even came from. Anyway, I digress. But like, at least he's not getting that much done. It's like almost like the government is a little bit in a standstill. Mm. Whereas if Pence was, because there's so much bullshit, that's like being churned out that like not as much is getting through as if like Pence was.
That's because Pence is a legitimate lawman and he's
clear-eyed.
Knows how to work the system. He's more, you have a person that comes into Washington that is not really as familiar, you can make a lot of promises on the campaign trail and into the uninitiated who don't know how Washington works, which is slow.
Yeah,
very slow.
Mm-hmm.
And all about negotiations. You give me this, I'll give you this. And a lot of that, which I feel like Trump's a competent negotiator, but people don't have, when you're not negotiating for a business or for money,
right,
and people don't have the incentive to negotiate, they're like, hey, listen, my constituents are going to hate me, so I'm not negotiating.
Did you watch Vice?
I haven't, but I heard it's good. What did you think about it? I
thought it was really, really good. But I think they painted him to be like, I don't think that he was.
You're talking about Cheney.
Cheney. Okay. I don't think Cheney was like, I do think Cheney was like kind of the devil.
Wow.
But they really painted him out to be like every bad thing that happened that is happening today. In the end, there was a point where they were like, the very end of the movie, they have all these montages to like relate all the things he did to all the terrible things that are happening now. And it included like the California fires. And I was like, I don't know if that was his fault. Like,
you don't think he's out there? You don't think he started him? He started that fire in 2004.
No. He went out there now with his little gun and just lit fires.
Okay.
And I think a lot of shit was his fault.
Have you seen him? Do you know he wasn't out there lighting that fire?
That's true. I don't know. I need his alibi.
I mean, I'm not going to say he has lit it. I mean, because he probably hasn't.
Has anybody in the California area been shot in the foot lately? Because that could be around the same time. But,
so you felt like there wasn't that a comedy, though?
It was a comedy in a way. Yeah.
Definitely. So how did you like the movie? Because people are like, oh, it's going to win all these awards.
He's going to win. Christian Bale's going to win for best actor.
So did you? But you liked the movie, though.
I liked the movie. It was funny. And I understand why they did everything. And it like was very pointed. But I do think that they painted him to be like the be all end all of like why everything is terrible. And I think some of it.
Come on, people hated Dick Cheney.
I don't like Dick
from
Cheney.
From a liberal standpoint,
he's
oh
my, best
my goodness,
friend.
People could
Him and
not
I get some coffee,
stand
no,
Dick Cheney.
I don't like Dick Cheney at all. And this movie,
because they felt like he was pulling the strings a lot when George,
I think so. I don't think Bush was in office, doing anything. I think he pulled
doing
all the strings.
Anything? Goodness gracious! So Bush was just chilling, just hanging out. He wasn't
he
even
was
in
watching the. He was watching some baseball.
Okay, I mean, I would. That's what I'd be doing.
But
the Rangers fan.
But there were things that they blamed him for that I agree with. They basically said that like he was the reason that ISIS exists. And if you watch the movie, I it's so hard to know what is true and what is not.
And coming from a staunch liberal such as yourself, would be defending Dick Cheney's
I'm
character.
I'm not defending him. I'm literally saying he started ISIS.
Oh, okay. So you're agreeing with said movie.
Yeah. I think there's some things that they said that I was like, all right, that's a little far reaching. And it's hard. It's hard to know in a movie like this what is true and what is not. Because there's all these times where they're like,
that's
oh, well,
it's like
you aren't
a comedy,
in the room.
Too, and it's hard
exactly.
to
exactly. There's a lot of liberties being
what,
taken.
Exactly. What liberties
there's
are
so
being taken
being
when
taken.
You have a film like this.
And you
like
don't
this.
Know what is and what isn't liberties. And some of it is rumors, and some of it is hearsay, and some of it is he said, she said. And some of they blamed his wife for a lot of the shit. They made her really look like she was pulling his strings. he didn't have that much of a character in the, if you're looking at it from like a film point of view.
His daughter is in Congress now.
I know. And the, they talk about his daughters, how one of them is gay and the other one like really threw her under the bus just to get into Congress. It's like malicious.
Mm.
And it was a good movie. It's hard to know what's real and not real. If a lot of what they said is real,
then he is
that
the,
he is
the devil walking the earth.
Devil
right now.
Walking. I agree, but I don't agree with every aspect of the film.
Okay,
good film though. Like definitely enjoyable. It made me depressed at the end of it, but enjoyable and you know throughout.
So let's bring this thing full circle. What do you think it would take? Because I feel like that we're closer to a woman being president than you are. What do you feel like it would take for the country to get closer to that in Rachel's opinion?
You were
opinion.
Saying closer than if I ran. And I was like, I'm not running.
If Rachel ran, Rachel, what do you ran, feel like you no. would need to do? Well, first of all, you need to be like older.
I need to be older. I'm too Jewish. People wouldn't vote for me.
What? Bernie almost got across the finish line. Let's not. I mean, you just said he's way Jewish and he almost Jewish. Got across the finish line. It's not.
I'm a Jewish woman. It's
you
different.
Know, Brand, I'll call him Brandy. Bernie got across the line. Or got very close to getting across the line. And they were saying if it wasn't for some of this Democratic situation.
Right, he would have won.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's
look,
a chance.
If I,
it's a chance.
If I could go back now.
He had a chance,
if
right?
If I could go back now, I would vote for him because he would win over. I mean, here's the thing. I don't know if I've said this before on the show, but history really does repeat itself.
Mm.
And if you think about it in the way of like, if you look back at American history and you say, well, who got the right to vote first? You know, always.
We talked about this before.
White
when you
yeah.
felt like the, when you felt like. And Barack then, was
yeah, and then African American people or black people got the right to vote first.
Black males,
black
got the right
males. You're
to
right,
vote first.
Exactly. And then women got the right to vote years later, mind you. Between all of these, there's a century more than that between. I guess when did
I don't know if it was 100 years.
No,
between
I'm not saying
men
between
women.
No, I'm not saying between men and women. I'm saying between when 1776 and then when black men were able to vote.
I don't know. I would have to literally look it up.
Yeah.
On my, on,
trying to
like
remember.
I would have to try to, because I'm old, but I'm not like that old.
Right. You're not that old. You weren't there in 1776. I think your name is on the Declaration of Independence. It's
I
real
signed.
Scribbled down there.
Absolutely.
There's like, let's say a century or more between them. And then maybe like 50, 60, no, it's probably almost a century between when black men got the right to vote and when women did. I would say.
You think it's a century?
What
I'm actually going to completely edit that out.
Aw, that was such a good joke, I
you know, and
all right,
we can save it for next episode.
Okay. That was the 19th Amendment in 1919.
That black
for
male, for men, for
women.
For women. So women, that was
Wait,
earlier.
That
it was in 1919.
Gotta be later than that. When did all women get the right to vote?
Okay.
Parliament. I gotta say U.S.
You gotta step up your Googling skills because that was that's very funny actually.
Yeah, that I was like, that sounds like
1876.
It's gotta be later that. Hold on. Congress in 1919. It was 19. The 19th Amendment granted women the right to vote. I did know that. And then so 1919, women got the right to vote in the U.S. Black men right to vote.
In the U.S. So 1919 is what you're saying.
In the U.S., right? Yeah.
We've always been able to vote in the U.K.
that was the 15th Amendment in 1870. So less, like.
About roughly 50 years.
50 years.
I mean, there's gaps. So do you feel like there's going to be, was all that going to say that you feel like there's going to be a 50-year period between Barack
so
and the first
if they got the right
woman
to
president?
Vote in, what year did we say? 1870? That's literally 100 years after the Constitution.
Okay.
So the.
When was the Constitution?
Well, not the Constitution, you know, the Declaration
of Independence. Okay.
If you look at that, there's a shorter time period. So I don't think it's going to. So it's taken. What president was Obama? The 42nd? 43rd?
Maybe 44.
44th, right? It's taken 44 presidencies, some of which lasted longer than 8 years because, you know, that was an amendment to the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
For us,
it's only a couple, though. I mean, I'd probably venture right. to say only one. I think that was Franklin D. Or maybe
well,
Franklin
so
D. or
Franklin
Theodore.
D?
We already know the Roosevelts. The Roosevelts got
the Roosevelts,
that thing on lock.
They worked hard.
Mm-hmm. So we have.
I think history repeats itself. That's why we had a 43, you know, white male presidents
mm-hmm.
and then finally a black president. And mm-hmm. I think it's going to be, and I knew when Clinton ran against Obama, I knew it was going to be Obama because partially because history was not ready for a female president.
So we I remember you telling me this, and I definitely had to push back on this because I don't agree only because Barack is a very, he's a political superstar. He's like,
great, yeah.
He's a political superstar. He would have beat anybody. And the thing is like it's hard to know when you can look at it and try to reverse engineer it, so to speak, and put like, well, I look at this and I try to draw correlations between this and this, when the only correlation really is when Barack won Iowa, the tide changed. Like a lot of things changed with that. If Barack had lost Iowa, then Hillary would have probably been the presidential candidate. Yeah. When Barack won Iowa and then people saw that he was a legitimate candidate, and then you get to start paying more attention to him, and then he gets the media press that Obama, that Trump got a lot of free media last election cycle. Barack was just a new thing. I don't want to just simplify it to him just being the a black president and saying that he probably would have won simply because the country wasn't ready for it. But the country wasn't ready for Hillary twice.
Yeah.
The country wasn't ready for Hillary.
The country's still, that's a couple, what I'm saying. A few different the country's times. Still not ready.
So is it ready for a woman or not ready for Hillary? I think I don't think Hillary represents all women.
I agree. I think if I said that, people would get very mad. And I don't think that she represents all women.
Yeah, because a lot of women didn't vote for her.
But I do not. Yeah. But I do not think we're ready for a woman. I don't think the country, especially because Barack Obama pushed the country so left in some ways, like socially, especially like through, you know, under him, gay marriage was passed.
I feel like the country was going that way. I don't feel like Barack pushed it. He just allowed it to go. Gay marriage is going to happen sooner or later anyway.
Because of that, you know, Joe living in middle America in like friggin', you know, North Dakota or whatever. He's thinking like, what about me? Why are all these other people getting rights when like my life's just as shitty as it was before?
And it's stagnant and you feel like there's not gains.
We went so far in one direction that we felt like as liberals that we were doing so well, that there was so much pushback from the other side. So now we've got to find a middle ground
to try to get back to center.
And I don't think a woman's going to be able to do that. I don't think.
What?
I don't
see,
think.
I believe in women.
I believe in women. I don't believe. I also believe in the amount of sexism that we have in this country.
And do you feel like that's because people, if you were to take.
I don't think that a black man would get elected either right now. I think a white man will get elected.
Well, I would say that if people go in with these preconceived notions, then Barack would have never ran. If people had those, because those were kind of preconceived notions that people had before Barack won, they were like, oh, well, there's no way he'll win.
Well, part of the reason Barack won was because we had 8 years of Bush.
That helped. I'll tell you that.
If Al Gore had won and Bush had not won, Barack Obama would have been president.
But that's a lot of like, we have to go back and do a lot of hypotheticals at that point. Well, There's a lot of things that would have to change.
Yeah. But a lot of the reason that like, you know, a lot of the future is in the past.
You say the future?
The future.
A lot of the future.
A lot of the, okay. A lot of the future is, you know, due to the past. Someone being president and something like that important, it's not just the person. It's the person and the circumstances. Trump won because 100%. Of who he was and because of the circumstances.
The circumstances.
Obama won
perfect.
Because of who he was and the circumstances.
Yeah, there are a lot of perfect storms there.
We are not in a circumstance right now, and I don't think we will be in the next 2 years, for someone who is new or really challenging in any way to make it to the presidency.
So I think we need
someone that's like, quote unquote, back to the norm.
I feel like the same way that you feel like this, I feel like this is a perfect storm for women. This is a perfect storm for a lot of minority candidates, black, white, Hispanic, whatever, because people don't like Trump. So I feel like there's a lot of, I think just as you feel like we need the typical, that you feel like it would take the typical person. I feel like the perfect storm is going in the opposite direction. If you're going to run and you're going to run against any candidate, this is a good candidate to run against because he has so much dislike. He builds up a lot of, he's very liked in his own circles, very disliked outside of his own circles.
Same thing about Hillary Clinton. Same exact thing. Very liked in her own circles.
Which created the perfect storm for Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, yeah.
So I feel like they can create the perfect storm. If you're going to be a woman or a minority, just like you feel like maybe they couldn't win, I feel like now is the time to jump in, because if there was the status quo on the other side, it might be harder to get above that status quo. But right now, I feel like it's a little bit better situation.
I do think it's also the question of like, are Democrats willing to take risks right now?
What do you mean?
Voting for like someone who challenges the norm.
In what sense? Not too far, because this country never does that. Like, so I feel like AOC right now is very popular. She's added like a spark to the Democratic Party. Mm-hmm. I feel like I can support some of the things that she's about, but I do feel like running on a proud socialism ticket, if you run on a proud socialism ticket, well, and which she's not running all the way socialism
isn't that
to either.
Isn't that what Bernie ran on?
To a certain degree.
Yeah.
But that's too far. It's too far left right now because people are scared. People are scared of the word socialism in general.
Putting a woman on the ticket.
In any form. You mean even as vice president?
No, as president. As vice president is probably fine.
Okay. Well, we've never had that.
Well, we had, I know. We had a woman run, but never. Sarah Palin doesn't count.
Goodness gracious, Sarah.
Remember when she was the craziest thing in politics?
I remember when Tina Fey.
Do you remember when she was the craziest thing in politics? Oh, I miss it.
Does that seem like it was a norm now? Like, is that what you're getting at?
That was so normal. Yeah, now it's like that's nothing. The things that she says happen every day, where at the time people were like, what's happening in politics that this woman is running for president? I would take her over Trump.
I mean, a lot of people would, but you know, what do you do? A lot of Republicans would themselves, but I mean, what do you do? Yeah.
All right.
So you're saying your official stance is that it's not. I mean, this episode actually went a lot longer.
A lot longer. I said 30 minutes max.
You said, hey, listen, I got 17 minutes and 27 seconds of material for you.
Talk about. This is my pre-planned stand-up.
We'll push almost 50. But we're going to push it about 45.
We're going to edit out Susan B.
The Susan B at the door is not going to happen. I'm now going to edit out that we even just said that. Well, let's just stop it here then. We're done here.
We're done.
So I don't have to edit out the whole entire episode.
There's not going to be a politics episode for a long time.
All right. See you later. Thanks.
Bye.